Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Megan Rock, also hanging out here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a football Wednesday edition. Just a reminder, we will not be on air with you tomorrow because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And of course, and we want all of you to enjoy that. Hopefully you're spending time with family and friends. And then we'll be back right at it with you on Friday. And by the way, be there at First Energy Stadium as the Browns take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. And call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for available tickets. Calls 216-578-0850. And I think, is Don still on the line there from Ashland? All right, Don, let's start with you. I know he's a faithful listener. Hi, Don.
Yes, sir. I do want to thank you guys, and I appreciate the fact you guys let me call in and talk to you guys about it. But
sure.
I got 2 points. First of all, happy Thanksgiving for you guys tomorrow. Two things I want to talk about. One is I agree with everything you guys are saying. I think this is the time of the year, and with this team, that you're really going to find out who's playing because they love football and want to win, and guys are just kind of going through the motions and collecting a paycheck. And the other thing that I want to say is me and my buddy Matt have been driving around in the truck all day at work talking about it, and he's been a fan of the Browns for a long, long time, and he's kind of, disheartened in what he's seen this season. And I tried to reinforce to him to have faith in this organization because with the short amount of time that they had, they elevated the defense from a good defense to a championship-style defense. And I honestly believe that with this offseason that they'll make the right decisions to be able to elevate that offense and show those guys on defense that they're doing what it takes to win. And that way those guys don't leave and we have a playoff-style football team in Cleveland.
And I think you're right. And first of all, you made a great point about the players over the last five games. Who wants it? Who wants to compete? Who wants to improve themselves, better themselves, help this team? And who wants to collect a paycheck? I think that will become very, very apparent. And on the second point, listen, all of the investment this offseason, and whether you're going to say that it was right or wrong ultimately for what was to be achieved in 2013, all the investment was made on the defensive side of the ball, and now you have a top five defense in the National Football League. I fully believe the investment this offseason will be made on the offensive side of the ball to try to get some parity between the two units. And if you do get that, you will have a playoff caliber team. If there's anything that every Browns fan should know at this point, and I know I say it with almost jokingly, but at the same time, very, very sadly, is that a quarterback is important. And the Browns have been through three of them this year. And again, and as Brian Hoyer played great in his two games, but I think if you were asking, you listed him as the starting quarterback for the Browns and you asked the GMs to pick out of the starting quarterbacks in the National Football League and did a draft, I'm not sure he goes in the top 24. I'm pretty sure he probably doesn't go in the top 24. So it's just so clear. And Browns, over 20 starters. It's awful. Getting that quarterback is priority number one. You saw it, and we've seen it in games where teams don't play well, but their quarterback can lead them to victory. The Browns don't have that yet. Their offense hasn't matched the defense. You have, in my opinion, a superstar wide receiver in Josh Gordon. You have a tight end with a lot of promise in Jordan Cameron. You have a good pass-blocking offensive line in parts, and you're going to address the quarterback. You're going to address the running back. You're going to get some more help at wide receiver. I think Devon Bess, with the right personnel around him, still can be an effective slot receiver in the National Football League. But you're right. The investment was made in the defense, and it's a top five defense. Now the investment needs to be made in the offense to give yourself a complete football team that can win games with both sides of the ball.
Let's go to Westchester, PA. I spent some time there when I used to cover the Philadelphia Eagles many years ago with a call from Cole. Cole, welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's up?
Nate, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on Chris Obanyana's matchup this weekend against the Jags.
Yeah, I think, you look at this Jacksonville Jaguars defense, and it was one that in the beginning of the season was absolutely vulnerable to the ground attack for many weeks. In fact, before going into their bye week, they were allowing the most rushing yards per game to running backs, over 120. Since the bye week, they have been a much tougher run defense. Much tougher run defense. Over the last 3 weeks, running backs are averaging just 48 yards per game rushing on 2.3 yards per carry against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I think this is a game that something got into the Jags during their bye week. Clearly the coaches got into it and said run defense in many cases can be effort, and they were not bringing the effort. Well, they've done that the last 3 weeks and really shut down opposing ground games. So it's a tough one.
Paul Posluszny has played pretty consistently well. He's found a home in that defense, and he's been as active as any player, leads them also in sacks with two sacks. He's been, I think, kind of a dynamic force. But you're right, they've stepped up their run defense. Sounds like maybe this guy's looking whether or not to know whether to play Obanai in a fantasy round.
I would go elsewhere, is what I would say.
That's the tone of that question. But and anyway, and by the way, Nathan Zagura, one of the foremost fantasy gurus in the world. But he'll take those questions from you separately during CBD. You know, we're going to keep this to Browns talk, football talk, but he's always here to talk with you, available in his fantasy
on Twitter,
world.
Yes.
I follow that. That's fun stuff. Let's talk 216-578-0850. Before we take any more calls, why don't we do this? It's inside the locker room time. Jameer Howerton sitting down with defensive lineman Billy Winn. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Billy, you guys had all morning to dissect game footage. What did you take away?
Oh, you know, we just didn't execute how we wanted to. But, you know, we're going to get back to it and, you know, go back to square one and work on the basics. You know, go back to the fundamentals and work on our technique and just get better at, you know, one thing each day.
When you look back at the game footage of the week of preparing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, did you see anything different from this offensive unit?
You know, they pretty much gave us exactly, you know, what they've been doing the whole season. And, you know, like I said, we just didn't execute and take care of our responsibilities. But, you know, it's a new week for us. And, you know, we're focusing on, you know, staying and playing as a team.
With it being a new week, what are some of the positives that you could take away and carry forward?
No, you know, we definitely need to tackle better, you know, on defense. And, you know, things that we did, you know, really well was, you know, everybody was really set on their responsibility on what they were supposed to do. You know, but there were a few gray areas where I feel like we can make some improvements.
And lastly, Billy, what's it going to take for this team to get over the hump, you think?
You know, just playing together, you know, just playing a complete game, offense, defense, special teams. But, you know, we definitely have the guys on this team where we can do that. And, you know, we're going to come out and we're going to play as one.
Billy, thank you for your time and good luck this week.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Jameer, thank you so much. And Billy Winn, thank you. And, we got to see something more from this front seven for sure, this defensive line, this whole crew, because, you know, you're looking at a team that I think what is resonating from that game as being the most among the many disappointments of that Pittsburgh game
was
the inability to get no pressure whatsoever. That has got to change Sunday. I want to go back to seeing the pressure packages that this team has. Now, it's a reminder that this team doesn't have the flat-out stud rushers. You know, it just doesn't have guys that come off the edge and that, you know, offensive tackles are going to have to be terrified of what they do. It's a reminder that what they get happens schematically, and sometimes the scheming doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work, and you talked about, I remember Chud said, the blitz percentage was the same as it was against the Baltimore Ravens, but the making plays were not there. They didn't get through, didn't have the opportunity to get Ben Roethlisberger down. But to me, that is what's important. It's about making the plays, making the results, executing. That's what did not happen the last 2 weeks, the execution on both sides of the ball. And yes, you want to see more sacks from this defense, especially when you are blitzing and coming after the quarterback so aggressively. And hopefully that this front can kind of get that figured out. And this week, get to Chad Henne and put him on the ground, not once, not twice, but three times or even more repeatedly than that, because you look at the stats coming into this game in terms of quarterbacks that are susceptible to being sacked, etc., and you look at the sack leaders in the National Football League, and you look at the Cleveland Browns, second most sacks at 39 on the season. They have been put on the ground more than any team other than the Miami Dolphins, but just behind them at 37, the fifth most, are the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you'd say to yourself, wait a second, weren't the Steelers also sacked 37 times going into last week's game? You're right, they were, and the Browns got zero. They cannot get zero this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They cannot. All right, well, coming up shortly, in a matter of minutes, we are going to bring in Scott Petrak into the conversation. He does a tremendous job of covering this Browns team for the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. We'll get his expert opinion on the things that have gone on these past couple of weeks and where things are headed with the Browns preparing for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. That and more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.